morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. Last week we talked about five things that I learned as a pastor in 2020. Today what I want to talk about is five questions that I have for the church and people who attend church after learning all the things that I've learned in 2020. And so to get started, number one is, how are we going to handle the changes in the church? I think COVID revealed things that were cracking beforehand, the decline of church attendance, and now it's accelerated it. And so how are we going to handle this change, this shift? Because like I said last week, that, you know, Jesus says that the gates of hell will not prevail over the church. And so the church isn't going away. But what our idea of church may go away. It may shift into something else entirely. We may be doing more digital and less in person. There's going to be less attendance probably even after things go back to normal. So the church, I think, is going to become primarily about connecting rather than gathering. And so how are we going to do that? And how are we going to handle those changes that we face ahead of us? And how are you, as members of a church congregation, how are you going to roll with the punches? How are you going to adapt and be agile during this time? Because we are comforted by the things we grew up with in church. And so when change happens, there's loss, and we have to grieve in our loss. So the other thing is, when will we as American Christians understand the difference between privilege and persecution? We have, in America, as Christians, experienced 100-200 years worth of being in the privileged spot, that most of our country, our government, our social life, things like that were guided and shaped by Christian values at the time. But now that's changing. We are more diverse. We're more diverse in terms of ethnicity, race, religion, all of that. And so we have to be a country for all people. And so how are we going to understand that maybe not meeting for worship for a year or a couple months isn't persecution, but it's part of our call to love our neighbors? And so to understand between privilege and persecution is going to be key for us moving forward. The other one is, will we continue to be agile or fall into the temptation of just going back completely to normal? This kind of connects to number one, because I think the church now is going to have to be extremely flexible no matter what, because there are going to be challenges, there are going to be joys along the way, but things are not going to go back totally to normal. Things are going to be different from now on. And so how are we going to be agile with that? How are we going to understand and follow the call of the Spirit rather than our own comfort? Number four, when will you do the inner work? I think this year revealed to a lot of us that there is unresolved stuff in all of us. And when we don't deal with it, it creeps up and bubbles up in all unhealthy ways. Whether it's getting mad quickly at somebody at the grocery store, or it is posting on social media about politics, our anger has to be put somewhere. And we have, a lot of us have an unresolved anger. So when are we going to do the inner work that Christ tells us to do, the work of prayer, of centering ourselves as a child of God in this world? How are you going to do that this year? How can we as Christians, this is number five, how can we as Christians be both prophetic and pastoral moving forward? What I mean by this is, prophetic is using the voice of the church to tell powers that be that the path we are on is going to lead to destruction. And then pastoral means to care and love and give comfort to those within our midst. And so the church plays those two roles, because we have to speak out to powers when things are going wrong, and we have to be able to stand for truth and justice through Christ, all the while comforting and taking care of the flock. Now, we could do both of these simultaneously, but right now I think what I feel is a lot of churches either choose between one or the other. And so a pastoral church is a place where most people are just finding comfort. We go to church because we want to be comforted and feel good about our lives so we can go about another week and survive. Prophetic is a way to challenge us and to challenge our own views and our own place in the world and what we do. It challenges us to action. And so the church is going to have to decide, what are you going to be? And maybe you could be both. You could be both, because that is what Christ calls us to. Jesus did both. And so as we are the body of Christ, we should be able to hold both of those things in tension with one another. Because church isn't just about comfort. Church isn't just about your own salvation. Church is about being the kingdom of God in the world now. And so that means we are the agents of justice in the world for Christ, that we are to call out wrongdoing when it happens, and we are to seek reconciliation, redemption, and truth in our world. So those are the five questions I have for us as we move forward after 2020. And there's going to be more things that we learn and more questions that we all have, but those were the five that I thought of going forward as a church, as Christians in this world here and today. Have a great week.